Noblesville Street Dance, and I have three FHL volunteers here today. And ma'am, could you tell me what your name and what did you do today?
Catherine, and we helped over at the booth, and we've been playing games with the kids all day.
Okay. So is it called like the Kids Zone?
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you think is your role as far as like city transformation?
Just helping people, showing them faith, hope, and love, and showing them love.
Uh-huh. So are you volunteering this coming days?
Yes.
Okay. What are you going to be doing this coming days?
Giving blood and helping at the Home Depot.
Oh, okay. That's tomorrow. Faith, hope, and love. Okay. Thank you so much. You have anything to add on that, sir?
No, not really. That's
okay.
About it.
All right. Yeah, because you help out too, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, at the Kids Zone?
Yes.
All right. Thank you for your...
My name is Josh also.
Okay. What church are you from?
From White River Christian Church.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I'm here with one of our area coordinators at Noblesville area. So you were saying something about you've been doing some stuff earlier. Tell me your name and what church you're from.
My name's Derek Linus. I'm the outreach pastor at White River Christian Church in Noblesville, Indiana. And yeah, we started out about 7 this morning setting up the Lowe's parking lot for a big event tomorrow. We're constructing 3 church buildings for Haiti and packing 25,000 meals with Kids Against Hunger. And now we're out here at the street dance, just connecting with people and telling them about what's going on with Faith, Hope, and Love Week.
Wow, you guys rock. Thank you.
Thank you.
But in Noblesville, and I'm here with one of my favorite men here. Tell me your name, what you guys doing, and what church are you from, and what's going on?
Well, first of all, I don't know why I would be one of your favorite men. That's kind of silly, but I'm Fred Noel from White River Christian Church. I'm the Community Works Pastor, and we are cutting lumber for a church build we're doing tomorrow on a Lowe's parking lot. We'll be building wall sections for 3 churches that will be shipped to Haiti. We'll be packing 25,000 meals through Kids Against Hunger, which will all be shipped to Haiti. And then we have a Red Cross blood drive bus that will be here for people that want to give blood.
Yeah, and that starts from what time to what time tomorrow?
The instructional meeting for station leaders is at 9:30, but the general public, anybody can come and be a part of this from 11 o'clock in the morning through 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And O'Charley's is providing lunch for whoever's here.
Wow. Now, how are you able to pull this together using the Lowe's parking lot, most of it?
I believe that God has shown favor on the kingdom churches in the community that have combined to forward the gospel, and that's been God's favor and the favor of man as well. And the manager here has been very gracious in allowing us to use the parking lot for the 3rd consecutive year, and we're very grateful for that.
Praise God. Just heard 3 perspectives here. People working since 7 o'clock, and now it's already 8:30. 13 and a half hours, and they're still going for the first day of Faith, Hope, and Love in Noblesville area. Why do you think people would invest their time, effort, and money doing free stuff for people they don't even know? That's because obedience accesses faith. Faith accesses grace. And transformation happens because of the grace of God and through the obedience of men. God bless you.